Hey friends, well, I had to separate myself for a while from being inside of the TV. The news is just overwhelmingly sad. Normally they're playing argumentative things and whatever plays on people's emotions, but this pandemic is real. Some people are really saying it's a hoax. Some people say that it's due for politics. Like it was created to create a diversion. Man, I can only say I hope that's not true. But the one thing that is happening, it is uniting our countries. And it looks like we all have one mission, for good or for bad. But for just a few brief moments, all the sarcasm and craziness of all the politics is kind of put to the side, except the blame. And people are kind of united in fighting for toilet paper, of all things. Not quite sure how to take it, but if you've been to the stores lately, I was the only one wearing a pair of gloves. Got questioned more than anything. And I think one of the gentlemen said it the best, that I look like a little kid with mittens on so I wouldn't scratch myself. And that's really about the truth. It's more to protect me from putting my hands to my face as a reminder. So it's kind of nice to have the gloves. That's about the only thing I could find that I was able to get at Lowe's of all places. You got to let me know some of the things that you guys picked up. One of my friends was telling me about up in California. Went to the grocery store to pick up a few items. And went to grab some ice cream. And the guy in front of him stuck his arm in the cooler and just the whole shelf and swiped it off right into his cart. And so there's about 30... in there, and he's like, what a moron. That was the only thing that he could tell him. He really wanted to go off on him. Said that he, you know, that this is the kind of person that's causing the problems. But he said he just left it at that and just said, you know, you're a moron. I hope you enjoy your ice cream. And it's like, why are people hoarding some of the things they, you know, they're doing? They need to invest in drain cleaner. They're using paper towels for toilet paper, that's for sure. Gotta let me know your thoughts about why people are hoarding so much. I know the doomsdayers are laughing at all of us right now, and rightfully so. You know, our government was not ready for this in any shape or form. You can blame it on whoever you want. The facts are the facts is that we're not ready, and you can't say that, you know, you forgot to put gas in the car before you left this time. So, you guys reach out to me, let me know. I'll be back with another short segment. See where this one goes. Thanks for your time. I'm going to try to get my wife in here on the next one. See if she put her thoughts in here. I really do think, though, that North Korea has something to do with this. It's just way too close to the biological weapons and our special Christmas present that he was giving to the president. Let me know.
Hey, what a great podcast. Good luck to you, Robbie, sitting on the couch.
Hey, friends. Back with another edition. March 19th. Man, time is going quick, huh? I don't know if anybody's been out today, but it is just a mess. Trying to stay isolated in your house, it just seems a little creepy. Anyway, I've talked to a few of my friends and had to go out and look for toilet paper as usual. Got a few groceries. Watching the people at the grocery stores is about hilarious right now. Everybody's freaking out. picking up the most stupid things. I don't know. You guys got to let me know some of the crazy things that you've seen people hoarding. This guy today was getting computer cleaner, the sprayer that you use to spray your computers off. He had his basket filled with them. What the hell are you going to do with those? I don't know. I'm going to take 5 minutes of your time today just to get some of this crap off. Listening to people telling me the Antichrist stories, and it's pretty funny. People are definitely tripping out there. More conspiracy theories. The older people at the grocery store, I don't know if I look like somebody that they should talk to, but it seems like everybody's bleeding their problems on me, and I'm trying to keep my distance, and they keep charging me. Kind of reminds me of the white shirts. We'll go into that later, though. Went to a couple of stores, started with Walmart this morning. That's a fiasco. I mean, the things that they got the most of, been looking for popcorn. We found lots of popcorn this morning. I mean, crates of it. They told me the toilet paper still won't be in until this afternoon. There was already a line waiting for the truck to be here at 4 o'clock. That was like 9:30. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, what's going to happen in a couple of days? That'll be strange to find out. I don't know if people are, just because they're staying home, that they think that they had to take a shit more. That's why they're buying it. Everything that we've heard from people that have the infections or haven't heard seems kind of silent to me. I mean, you'd figure that there'd be more people on social media talking about the, you know, their side effects. I mean, I've seen some, but very few. Some that say it's horrible, but they don't look too bad. Some look really bad, and they're not talking. If you guys hear some stories, or you know somebody that has it, going through it, let the rest of us know. I mean, there's millions of us out here that aren't infected except with the news. I mean, every sneeze you have, you start worrying that you have it. Kids scared to death that their throat's getting sore. This, you know, we've heard strep is going around. I was at the doctor's office this morning. Asked them some questions about it, and they say that there is people that are confirmed here, but CDC is just not given the green light yet. So there's no testing units really here in New Mexico. I mean, if they are, they're very limited. Even the emergency room when I was there on Sunday night didn't really have anything. And no, I wasn't having symptoms of the coronavirus. I tore my bicep. It was a long time thing that's been working its way up. But ripped that long radius head of the bicep, and I gave myself what they call a Popeye syndrome. Look it up. I can still use my arm. It hurt. Man, it hurt like a dickens for a few months. Now that it tore, it doesn't hurt, but I got to get this thing fixed. But it looks like this giant peak on the top of my bicep. Now, let me know what you guys are doing today, how you're killing time. We're just sitting around, working on the Harleys, cleaning tools, getting things ready. For what, I don't know, but I guess this is time that I got to do something around here. You guys have a great day. Hit me back with some of your stories that you guys have found out there. Thanks for sitting again with us here at the Couch Talk with Robbie.